Pastor Dan said we should go to the campus. And the topic he gave us is advancing God's kingdom on campus. Advancing God's kingdom on campus. Almost I have been my life throughout in the campus as a student and as a staff. I became professor 20-something years ago, and I have retired. Have I not tried? So, advancing God's kingdom on campus. Can we see Psalm 22:28? Psalm 22:28. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. It gladdens my heart that my Father, my Lord, the kingdom is his. He is not struggling with the devil. Isn't it? No, he owns the kingdom. Even though the kingdom of darkness is somewhere, is neglected, is not seen, we are not for it, for that kingdom. We are for the kingdom of our Father. And he said, he's the governor of nations. When you think about it, think about all the nations in the world. He is the governor. He determines what will happen in those places. Even though we have our own nation, Tinubu as the, he knows about that. He knows about that. Many Christians felt they were disappointed. They thought it's going to be the other side, the win. But rightly or wrongly, Tinubu took the mantle and ran away to Abuja and be declared winner. God is away. Praise the Lord. God is away. Even if you blame God, it doesn't matter. He has chosen to do that. And ultimately, he has a goal. Eventually, his will be done. I had 4 passages here talking about biblical description of God's kingdom, which you know. Romans 14:17. How is the kingdom described? Romans 14:17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. That is how that kingdom is described. Any member of that kingdom must be operating with this. It's not meat and drink. It's not immorality. It's not sin. When they speak truth, members of this kingdom. When they say yes, it's yes. When they say no, it's no. They are known by God's character. Hallelujah. They are known. God has own character, and the members are following that character. 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. That is description of that kingdom. He told us to go and advance that kingdom in the campus. Another description, Luke 17,
20 to 21. Luke 17, 20 to 21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Yes, neither shall they say, lo here, lo, or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Is within you. So that the kingdom we are talking about is not a physical kingdom. It's not what is seen. But from the character of the persons belonging to that kingdom, we know that they are members. Hallelujah. And I want to believe that everybody here is a member. Hallelujah. If you repent genuinely and follow the character of God, we are not people that say, do it anyhow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the campus, I was made chairman of disciplinary committee of lecturers, both professors and all that. And they tried their best to change the character. I was having, and I'm still having, the character of the kingdom. They tried. Even cases that were there before I became the chairman, by the grace of God, I sorted them out. One of them was to give me a tough time. God led me to research reliability. I used reliability to solve the problem. Hallelujah. So, God is good for us. And it's good that we continue following him. If you know you love God, come out fully. Don't be persuaded. Come out fully and follow him. And die with him. That is what this demands. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33, which we know very well. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So, we are advised to seek for this kingdom, because that is the only way. And that is our hope, brethren. If anybody leaves this planet, is going to meet God, because he's already a member of his kingdom. He's already a member. You are a member here on earth. You will not be a member when you die. No. You are a member, accredited member because of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I look at what qualifies people to be there, that kingdom. Look at Galatians 4:19. My little children, of whom I travailed in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Christ, when it is formed in you, you become a member. You are being birthed, and in that birth, when you are birthed, and when we look at you, we see Christ in you, then you are a member of that kingdom.
problem we have is that some of us are, we have not been bettered by the Lord Jesus. Paul said that he was telling the Gentiles, I mean the Christians, that he was traveling to give birth to you. And he succeeded in doing that, and Christ was formed in him. Ephesians 4, 17 and 18. I'm trying to cut it short because of big time schedule. Yes. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. Yes, 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God. Unbelievers are alienated. They are cut off from the life of God. But Christians, the life of God is what we are living. We cannot do otherwise. That is why for years, you will not remember when you stole lies. You will not remember when you shouted. You will not remember when you did certain things. No. There are no more in your record. There are no more in your dictionary. Hallelujah. Who did it? Jesus did it. So I'm saying that if you are here, please, take it serious. We are not joking. We are not joking in this race. We are not joking. Some of us nearly is getting 50 years. We have been in this race. We are not. It has cost us a lot of things, and we are ready even to die. Hallelujah. Please, especially young people, take decision that you shall follow him, whether good or bad, to the end. To the end. I pity some of us, young people, because of distractions, technology, distraction, and everything going on, internet, and so on. But I just pray that you take a decision. Let those distractions not to wear away your faith. Those things will pass away. Hallelujah. I will see that those things in the internet, things, they will pass away. But our faith will remain with us. Hallelujah. Galatians 6:15. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. A new creature. We are new created. We are not living in the old creature, or I mean old nature. The old nature has passed away from us. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. But the funny thing is that the devil is not relaxing. No matter how long you have been a Christian, he is not never tired. He will continue to push sin towards you. But God has given us victory. Amen. Galatians 1:15-16. Galatians 1:15-16. Okay. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, 16, to reveal his son in me, is Jesus revealed to you? Has Jesus been revealed to you? Pray that prayer that Jesus be revealed to you. It's more of a revelation. It's not your own. There's nothing you can do in this case than Jesus being revealed to your spirit. And when that happened, you are for him forever. Amen. These experiences which we have mentioned testify that the kingdom of God is with the individuals. You have become a member of the kingdom because of those experiences. If Christ has been formed in you, if you are a new creature, if you have been revealed, Jesus has been revealed to you, that is, you have the kingdom. Praise God. I also looked at the campus. Campus is a university community. Some of its uniqueness includes, among others, it is for academic activities and excellence. We used to tell brethren in the campus, you are here for academic activities. First, second is now program, Christian program. Because if you are not given admission to read one thing or the other, you can't be here. So you must take your reading activity very seriously, as if you, that is all. But at the same time, you will also take Christian activity as if it is the only thing that is required. I don't know whether but you understand me. You must do the two together. Campus is a place where freedom is at its peak. Freedom. You are free to do anything you like. You are free to do anything. And nobody queries you. You will see in the night two persons lying down. What is your business? Just go away. And if you talk, they can deal with you. Whether they are men or two men or women, no. So everybody is on his own in the campus. Students are not bothered if they come to class to lecture. It is your own business. If you like, sleep in the hostel. It's okay. Nobody bothers you. No lecturer will come to say, why haven't you been in class? No. It's a place where you are not bothered for anything. Someone can be in the campus without being a student. Do you know? Because why you are a student? Because you have a registration number that qualifies you to be a student. But he may not have that. He may try and did not succeed, and then continue to remain in the campus. Continue for years. In those days where we have you are asked to come and repeat a year. And for that 1 year, he will be in the campus, going from one corner onto the other to sleep. It is a place to make fortune, make friends, or a place to destroy yourself. It is a place to acquire knowledge or acquire negativity. Whatever you like, as soon as you have come to the campus, you take it, whether good or bad. A place to model your character and in learning. Yes, majority will know why they are in the campus, and they will read, and their aim will be first class. First class. I will not go out from this university anything short of first class. And he will pursue it. He will pursue it. Those who know why they came, they will pursue it.
Hallelujah. Campus is universal, a place of all ages. There's never a time you would like to study in the campus and you're told you are too old. No. So far you are qualified. You are asked to come in. At 80, somebody is studying. It's of all ages, tribes, nations, and races. It is a place to know and study the universe. When you go to university, you are carried along about the whole world by courses you take. You begin to know different things about this world. Campus is a land community with every facility such as market, bank, business, outfits, useful and useless individuals. I mean it. Those who will enter Panwine Club and so on, and most of the time they are there beating their drums. Their mind is, so far I have entered. Whether it is third class or pass, I am going with university paper, degree. That is the ambition. A place to know God or reject God. A place to pick other gods. In the campus, there are different other gods. You can pick anyone, it becomes your own. Praise the Lord. And I said, based on few uniqueness of campus shown above, how then can we advance the kingdom of God in that community? Our focus should be, first of all, repentance and salvation. You will discover that Jesus was given to us to save us from our sins. Matthew 1, 21. If you go to Matthew 2 and 3, John the Baptist started his ministry by saying, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That is how he started. How did Jesus start? In Matthew 4, 17, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That is why Jesus came, to save us from iniquity. Hallelujah. And it seems to me that the church is deviating, doing many other things, not too necessary. Not looking at their members, whether they are sinners. Are they still sinners? Have they repented? Is Jesus formed in them? Is Jesus revealed in them? These are the things the church should be looking at. Not mass people. No. The church will full up. But in that, many of them are not repented. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I cry in my own church, especially when they are dancing and doing all sorts of things. And I said, hey, how I wish that these people have known the Lord. Because after the church, they turn to do some other things, which are condemnable. Then the second thing is fear of God. Fear of God. Look at Deuteronomy 5:29. God was lamenting that the Israelites had no fear. Bring to us Deuteronomy 5:29. Oh, that there were such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children. Fear of God. Many people are doing the work of God without the fear of God. That is why they dabble into many things. Fear of God. Read the Jeremiah 32:29-40. Jeremiah. Yes. Jeremiah 32:39. First. And I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. Yes, 40. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Hallelujah. God puts his fear in the man of God, so that if when he is alone or whatever, the fear of God will not allow him to do certain things. Are you having that fear? Fear. Sometimes I told myself, I know that if I do this, God will kill me immediately, because he knows that I know the truth. That is, fear of God is important. Tell God, put your fear in my heart. That will be wonderful if you are praying that prayer. Hallelujah. Knowledge must be respected in the campus. Knowledge must be respected if we are going to advance. Teach sound doctrine. Teach sound doctrine. That is how to advance. In the campus, almost all churches, they have student branch. Every church is trying to have student branch. Even yourself. Am I true? Yeah? So, they are like, they are every struggling for Africa, scrambling for Africa. They want to get their own share in campus. The other one. And by so doing, the gospel is being spread. The gospel, kingdom of God, is being advanced. But to make your own unique, based on individual, try to teach sound doctrine to your members, so that wherever they are, they will not be confused. Yesterday, our pastor was talking about false doctrine, false teachers, and so on. And many have deceived others. But if they have sound doctrine, nobody will deceive them. Show the kingdom lifestyle in your character. That is what we can use to advance the kingdom. We show our kingdom lifestyle, that is what we must follow. Second, another one is serious, steady evangelism in the campus is required. If your group makes evangelism a business, very soon they will be identified differently, because other fellowships can do that once in a while or so. But if you make it and give courage to your members, they can be preaching in the classroom and so on. We should have a prayer team to back up the evangelism. I think it's necessary. A functional welfare package should exist in the ministry. A functional welfare package. There is nothing that ignites love and enthusiasm than welfare. And where do you have welfare cases? It is in the campus. Many are indigent, looking for who will pay their school fees and so on. There should be zero tolerance for sin. Sin must be punished, no matter whose fault is called. You make sure you're in the ministry, you don't joke with sin. Hallelujah. Doctrinal error must receive instant correction. Doctrinal error. Just as we are here now, if somebody come up here and teach what is not proper, what the pastor will do is to lock the doors and make sure that nobody goes out. After the preaching of that person, he will come up and take the mic to do the correction immediately, so that nobody will take the other one home. Praise the Lord. That is the right thing. Because we are carrying everybody. Everybody, our desire is that all of us will enter the kingdom. Hallelujah. So anything that will make anybody to fail, we will not allow it. Praise God. Encouragement should be given to all in this our race, including those who err. Everybody must be pulled along, because it is not his will that any should perish. Praise the Lord.